Three games into the new season, Michael Derry, two wins out of the three, I suppose, given where you're coming from, it's quite a good story.
It is, because, as I said to you when we last spoke, Tom, the league was the big show in town for me. And, you know, to get 2-1s in the Kenna Cup is a help. The body language the other night, you know, I don't think Derry were overly interested in qualifying, but the way results fell... they did, and Damien did say afterwards that, you know, now they have a chance to play their university players, which is a plus, because at least by the time they've played Antrim, they'll have at least one game where everybody's been available, and I suppose the team hasn't been announced that I have saw yet, so it'll maybe be a case of they'll play as close to what they can to get ready for Antrim, so and no better test than Tyrone. You know, they've won the McKenna Cup 6 out of the last 7 times, so you know, you don't get a tougher test before the champ or before the league, in my opinion.
And tell me, obviously the results apart over Fermanagh and UUJ, obviously they're not giant killers in their own rights, but the result apart, what are have been the positives? Who are the players that have come in, and who are the players that have shown up?
I think there's 10 players, I just noticed the other day, Tom, that started all 3 games, so there was, you know, they obviously went with a selection to experiment. Sean Francis Quinn from Swatter, very impressive in defence, good at carrying the ball, has been a plus. The other night, Kieran McFall and Emmett Bradley were sort of, they were the best players on the pitch for me, but again, Jordanstown, as Tommy Joe Farrell said to me before the game, he thought they had about 5 of what they called their Sigerson team on. But, as I said to you off air there a minute ago, Derry's things about shoring it up at the back. You know, last year, I think they were the top scorers in the league or something close to it anyway, but conceding far too much. So against Tyrone, the first day, they shipped 1 goal chance. Against Fermanagh, Damien was speaking about, you know, in his opinion, he thought they were very, very solid. And the other night, Chrissy McKay, in his first match back, very, very defined role of sweeper. Just straight back as sweeper. Endolin playing up on his own and more or less flooding the whole middle of the pitch. So that's been consistent from the 2 games that I have saw. So it's definitely, it seems to be a real good old-fashioned pack your house at the back, counter-attacking game. And that seems to be what they've got out in the Kenna Cup.
So that's going to be the way forward in Division 3. Certainly, you know, it's all about the results rather than the performances and about what people think of flashy football or whatever.
It is. You know, I remember interviewing Damien after Sligo beat Derry last year, and he was saying one of the things he said, we're just going to have to stop. You know, we're far too open. He said the same, and I think you were there as well, Tom, against Kildare. You know, we're just far too open at the back. So that seems to be what the core plan is. But Sunday will be interesting because, as I said, the university players are back. It'll give them a real chance. But you're talking, they've lost Ryan Bell with what seems to be ankle ligaments. So they've lost him for probably at least a couple of months now. The word is that Benny Hearn's coming back. Benny's getting married next month, and he's going to be on his way back. But the whole scenario with the Coleraine lads, I don't think any of them are going to be available. Niall Hawley has recently said he's not joining the panel, so that's a negative. But on the plus side is, at least they've got a panel of players together now that they can really build going into this league. But Antrim is massive.
Yeah, and you mentioned that Niall Hawley and the Coleraine players aren't going back. Have they given any reason? Is it just that they're taking a break? Or?
Well, Niall Hawley and Colin McBoldrick both said that they were concentrating on club football. Niall spoke about work. Rory Mooney and Liam McGoldrick, who's exceptional in the Derry Championship for Coleraine, have went travelling. Damien had said to me that he thought they would both be back by the time the championship comes around, but you know, the National League, you know, it's the main show this year, so they're going to be a huge loss. But here they're gone. You know, they're just going to have to keep going with what they have here, and they've Antrim, they've Waterford, and they've London the first 3 games, and by the time those three games are over, you know quite a bit. And the league campaign finishes off with two home games. So you want to be in the situation where you're still, you know, vying for a final spot.
And tell me, who are the college players that are available this weekend that you're expecting to come in?
Yeah, well, there's Ben McInnes, Shane McGuigan, and Niall Toner. They're the St Mary's Belfast contingent. Niall Keenan, he's the only one that's at Queen's. And then there are four at Jordanstown. Terence O'Brien, Jack Doherty, and, well, Gareth McInnes, actually, he played for Derry in the McKenna Cup. And Carl McCaig's back doing some sort of a Masters or postgrad course. So he played a half for Jordanstown. So that's the players they have. But I can see him bringing Carl McCaig into the defence this weekend, because if they're trying to build their defence of the league, I can see him slotting in. Brendan Rodgers has got an injury that he sort of never got rid of this year. Damien had said to me he thinks he's about 2 weeks away. But the very obvious thing the other night is that Christy McCaig seems to be playing in that role. And as I said, with one or two men playing up front, so that seems to be a very definite counter-attacking game that Derry is going to go with. In terms of university players, you're probably going to try and build a forward line around end of limb, and then Shane McGuigan coming back in there, who was man of the match for St Mary's when they drew with Monaghan a few weeks ago. So that would probably be, I would imagine, his front two, with Emmett Bradley and Kieran McFaul playing a very, very definite link role, which they were very good at the other night, albeit against a very weakened Jordanstown team.
You've met Tyrone already in the very first round before Christmas, and there was 9 points in it. I suppose the reality is maybe to see if he can maybe reduce that margin.
Yeah, well, there was 9 points in it. You know, I know it sounds like a bit of a cliche, but see, for 35 to 40 minutes of that, it was a quite good game. You know, bearing in mind it was the first game with the new rules, but Tyrone were quite obviously fitter. They pulled away and won by 9 points. But as I keep saying, you know, Derry were able to shut up shop, whereas in the past, Tyrone were maybe creating goal chance after goal chance, you know, and it was a wee bit more organised this time. Sunday, I suppose, going into the league, you'd like to think you'd get a lot closer. You know, conceding 9 points in the first half against Tyrone, you know, probably wasn't good enough, you know, in the final analysis, and it left Derry short. But they, you know, I suppose the golfing class was that from midway through the second half, Tyrone just pulled away, and I suppose you're talking a Division 1 team against a Division 4 team, the golfing class of fitness and all the rest. But you know, positive so far, but you know, ask me after the first two or three league games, you know, if that momentum keeps going and, you know, Derry can just build a wee bit of a run together, and, you know, if they can get a result in Glenavy, then it carries in. But the McKenna Cup, as you asked me, the McKenna Cup semi-final, you won't get a better test going into the league.